opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of GMG Media or Radio ITG. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, you.
It's time to take your fingers out of your ears and pay attention for a second. This Radio ITG program is rated M for mature. That means if you are easily offended by graphic language or full frontal nudity.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Now would be the time to, you know, go play with your Barbie dolls or whatever.
Radio ITG.
So you started off with Jazz Jackrabbit. That moved on to bigger and better things. But gosh, I have to bring this up now because when the word on, got across on the internet that you know you're going to be coming on Epileptic Gaming, we saw this massive surge of jazz fans that were just like, "Oh my gosh! I've got a list of 100 questions about Jazz Jackrabbit and Jazz 3D." And I mean, are you aware of this rabid Jazz Jackrabbit community exists?
When we did Jazz 2, we put in like CTF and all these treasure hunt
right.
modes, and it was kind of an afterthought, but like, you know, we kind of took the same mentality doing Jazz that we took with Unreal, is to kind of ship it as it's almost its own platform with, you know, a mod community and an editor and the tools that we expect people to leverage into building their own content. And I mean, they have these Jazz 2 community forums, and I get like an email once every 2 weeks about the source code for Jazz Jackrabbit 2, and I'm like, I mean, I have no idea where it is. Like, I haven't even talked to Arjan, who's the Dutch programmer. He's working over at Guerrilla Games. He's working on, like, the Killzone 2 stuff that you saw, like, on PS3, right?
Right.
And I next time I see him, I'm going to ask him, because I don't even know where that source code is. I mean, it could be buried with Jimmy Hoffa somewhere.
Well, and you know what? About 50 people asked the same question. Will we ever see the Jazz 2 source code?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's
it. Like, wait, you don't want Jazz 3? They're like, no, we just want Jazz 2 source code so we can make more Jazz 2.
Well, actually, a lot of people are looking for Jazz 3D, too. Will there ever be a resurgence of this franchise or this character?
I have a pitch of a Redux to Jazz, and it's kind of a full evolution of Jazz, where Jazz is almost like a Batman-like figure, and he's living in the capital city of Caritas, right? And, you know, he's still fighting Devin Shell, but it's kind of this interesting twist on it where Jazz has, you know, his alter ego of his, you know, his day job and his and what he does at night and everything, right? And I took it out, actually, you know, to Hollywood about a year and a half ago, and we pitched it, and we got a producer attached, and, you know, it took it to Comedy Central, and we wanted to kind of go about it the other way as far as take the game property and pitch it as, like, you know, the television shows, the CG series, right? And then, you know, get the game made after that, right? You know, kind of like,
right.
I'm a huge Joss Whedon fan.
Oh, hey, I am too. I'm glad to hear that, brother. He's just, you know, God's gift to Earth, basically.
Buffy's my fucking religion, and I like Firefly. I think Serenity's going to be great, but Buffy for me is just, you know, just defines so much of my high school angst. And like, what I love about Joss is Joss takes his properties very seriously, and he goes to the studios and he's like, okay, so you fucked up my Buffy property with the Buffy movie. I'm going to make my own TV series and it's going to kick ass. And he did. And the same thing's going to happen with Serenity. It's like he made this great series of Firefly. The network fucked him over. He's like, okay, well, now I'm going to turn it into a movie. Ha ha. And it's going to be great and everyone's going to love him. So he's just a genius. But that kind of mentality is what we're trying to do with Jazz. And, you know, we got a little bit of interest, but it just kind of fizzled. The thing was, we wanted to kind of stick with this Warner's type look, which is what Jazz was always about. Jazz was, you know, kind of a Warner Brothers looking type character, right?
Right.
And the studios were really, you know, concerned about that look because you remember all that shit that went down with Bugs Bunny recently,
where they tried to make them these like, you know, extreme cartoon.
Somebody did a parody online where like this kid's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Bugs fucking Bunny, bitch. I'm fucking extreme. I'll go down a fucking ski slope on fire while I'm fucking your mother in the ass." And the kid's like, "You're lame," and he's like, "Oh, I'm not, I'll kick your ass," and it's like going back, and it was just hilarious because it was like, you know, I could see the boardroom meeting for this where they're like, okay, what do kids love these days? Kids love anime, yeah, anime's big, okay, let's make our, you know, let's redo our these beloved characters as anime type characters, yeah, and they kick ass, yeah, and they're rad and extreme, man, and just like, you know, and then we'll italicize the logo, man, and just all this bullshit, and it just went like, just to, and the response was overwhelmingly like, "What are you guys doing? This is lame." And like, all of a sudden, these little lunatics just kind of vanished, and it was a moment of victory for all of us.
It was like a 9-year-old kid that somehow helmed this giant revolution against these characters, if I remember correctly.
It was brilliant. I just loved it.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool, and I'm sure the fans will love to, you know, hear if there is going to be any developments on that. I know that there's some folks, and I just have to give them some props. I believe jazz2online.com, where they still have a thriving community. You can go there. You can still find a server and guys to play Jazz 2 Online with. They've got all sorts of cool stuff, and I had to hop on and play a few games with them because they were visiting the forums and asking all these questions. But fantastic guys. We hope to hear more. But